these are the reasons.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Oh, and do we have a few doozies? Oh, we don't have an award for even the daily best of the worst. We may need to change that because we have some healthy candidates, starting with Kentucky. Now, the good news is voter turnout extremely strong, stronger, way stronger than expected in the state of Kentucky yesterday. Particularly strong because, bad news, the state of Kentucky was not holding elections yesterday.
Oh, dear.
state officials actually had to tell people that the polls were closed because Kentucky doesn't vote until 2026. So they were lit up with complaints for people in Kentucky showing up to vote and then complaining and finding doors at normal polling places were closed. They were locked and nobody was there. Got so intense, state officials, Kentucky Secretary of State Michael Adams put out a statement. We're getting calls about polls being closed. They are closed because we do not have elections today. Kentucky votes next year. As many people were trying, no joke, in the state of Kentucky to vote for races such as the mayor of New York City
and the governor
of Virginia.
That's not
any of that works. But the good news is democracy is strong.
Don't forget to vote.
Kentucky won't.
They got the memo. Pop quiz. Would you rather have a beer or your hair? A new study from the University of Porto reveals that drinking beer increases the risk of hair loss. Even worse, it's kind of like eating cheese. So then you'll have to give up queso as well. Mm. And if you think you're fancy with wine, think again. It's actually any alcohol. And I think I may need to just go home after all this. Yeah.
No.
It's very depressing.
Okay. Love you, Mark Phillips.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let's go to the border. Ladies and gentlemen, a Toyota truck there. And this happened last week at the Anzaldúas International Bridge. Right there on Mexican-Texan border. Toyota truck en route to Mexico was stopped. So going the other direction and trying to smuggle in dozens of pythons, over 30 other snakes, including a jungle boa packed in the truck. Well, that's something.
Mm.
Then they go in the truck and there's tarantulas, salamanders, frogs, and bearded dragons as well. Yeah, officers seized the vehicle and then just ran away and screamed.
Dum, 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 dum.
I don't blame them.
You know those thieves that stole over $100 million worth of jewels from the Louvre?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we learned that they're novices. And turns out it may not have been that tough after all. The cybersecurity system that houses the museum, takes care of all the priceless treasures inside. Well, that was purchased back in 2003 and runs on an old Windows server. Now, the password for the security system, one guess.
Hmm.
It's not password.
Yeah.
It's not password 123.
Okay.
It's Louvre.
So the password for the security system at the Louvre.
Yes.
Was Louvre.
Correct. Bingo.
I still bet it takes like 5 tries for them to spell it correctly, though.
It's not easy.
This is a candidate for the dumbest of the year.
Number one!
Try and help these people.
I mean, it's a museum, but that's not supposed to be antiquated equipment.
No,
that's totally different. Mona Lisa even laughed at that. Let's go to the wedding front, and a bride has invited half of her wedding guest 2 weeks before the ceremony because her psychic told her that having more than 80 guests would, quote, disrupt the spiritual alignment of the union.
Oh.
That's right. I don't believe in psychics, but I might need to go find
them. Dum, 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 dum.
I haven't made the invitations yet.
Juwan Mason did not make a very good choice, allegedly. He's accused of stealing $400 from a local bank, all in $1 bills. He tried to switch up his clothes to throw off the police, but it didn't work. He was later arrested for the crime and had some simple questions during booking. Namely, if he could use the money for the jail commissary.
He requested simply $1 bills.
Okay. No, yeah, Juwan.
Come on, dude.
You need to go back to
all
school.
Right. I think okay. We all know where he was going there. And then finally, let's go to, the prison system of Oklahoma. And Aaron Oldham of Oklahoma City. You see, Aaron's love for his girlfriend, Christine, cannot be stopped or stymied. But it can be at least arrested. He posed as a lawyer to see his girlfriend, Christine, who is in jail. And they started to get a little suspicious when they noticed that her lawyer was kissing her and hugging her. He was charged with false impersonation of a lawyer, which is evidently a thing. But it claims, he says it was a misunderstanding. He says staff at the Oklahoma County Detention Center failed to verify Oldham's credentials. He says, I never said I was a lawyer. They just assumed it because I was always well-dressed and I visited a ton.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he carried a big hammer. So, I mean, he's supposed to think.